During this time of social distancing, local podcaster Phil Corbett has been drawn to remote forests in the Sierra Nevada, where they can spot tree carvings and historic tradition of Basque immigrants. Phil explores these arbor glyphs in this audio postcard from the mountains around Lake Tahoe.
Pretty much every day since social distancing started, I've been coming to this aspen grove, one of the several groves on the creek behind my house. Right now we're at about 8,000 feet elevation in the eastern Sierra Nevada, and there is still quite a bit of snow, as you can hear. The aspens are all dormant, so no leaves right now, and the color palette is pretty much entirely white. White bark and white snow. Except for over here. On this aspen, there are some black marks. A carving. It says, Jesus Arriaga, 11/7/1966. There's a good chance you've seen tree carvings before. They're pretty common at rest stops and popular hiking trails, and usually you'll see things like J loves Sherry or some initials inside a heart. But this kind of carving, this Jesus kind of carving, way out here off the trail, seems different. For one, they're old. 60, 1953. There's one I found across the creek from 1922. And the second thing that makes them different from the name heart's name carvings is that they're always just one person. Alone. These carvings are Basque arbor glyphs, markings left by sheep herders that were mostly from the Basque country between France and Spain, that is B-A-S-Q-U-E, and the Basques migrated to the American West in large numbers through the early 20th century. A lot of them ended up here in Nevada, and a lot of them worked as shepherds. The life of a shepherd in the Nevadan mountains was a lonely one. Often they'd venture into the hills, mind you, in a totally dry and foreign place, and they'd go weeks or sometimes months without seeing another human. Jesus Arriaga, the guy from this carving, was one of these shepherds. One clue is that it's usually a full name. It's usually Spanish or French, and if they write the date, it's European style, with day/month/year. So 11/7/66 meant that Jesus was here on July 11th. The second clue is that I Googled his name and found a video of him talking about his first nights in America.
First night, full moon, and it was raining. And this goat starts scratching his belly, and he pushed that fence down, and all the sheep just demolished that whole field in a full moon. That was the first experience I had.
The loneliness was serious, but for the most part, it was a silent and uneventful loneliness. The shepherds would keep an eye out for predators, they'd keep the sheep near grass and near water. There's a book called Speaking Through the Aspens by Jose Malaya Olieche. He's a researcher and photographer who wrote about these carvings and spent decades researching them. And so why aspen? Is there a specific reason why people choose to carve an aspen?
Well, absolutely, because the aspens are beautiful, right? And they are usually around water. So where is the shepherd going to pitch his camp? He needs water. under the aspen trees is where they usually camp. And besides, you know the aspen has a beautiful white bark. So you don't need much of a scratch. You just need to scratch that to come up a few years later with a beautiful carving.
They'd carved their names into the bark out of boredom, but they'd also carved to communicate with other shepherds. A sort of message board that took 3 to 5 years before the tree healed up and revealed the message. When I spoke to Hoshé, he said something to me after I turned the recorder off. He said he thinks the reason the shepherds carved their name into the tree is because at that moment what they needed was a witness. Two weeks after all non-essential businesses shut down in Nevada, I posted a photo of one of these carvings on Instagram. And I got a direct message from a listener who said, "Hey, that's my uncle." I've talked to cousins and daughters, have swapped secrets at the Basque restaurants of where to find the funniest porno carvings. But in that way, they have accomplished exactly what they set out to do. To tell people who was where, when, and to make a connection. But most of all, what these carvings have been to me is exactly what Hoshé said. A witness. In this time of social distancing, that has meant a lot. To be able to walk out into the woods alone and read the names of all the other people who a long time ago were alone here too. In the Sierra Nevada, outside Reno, I'm Phil Corbett.
Phil Corbett is the creator of Van Sounds Podcast. Learn more at vansounds.org.